I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. U.S. and Israeli officials today tried to tamp down their recent diplomatic flare-up. Things got tense Tuesday of last week when Israel announced plans to build new homes in disputed East Jerusalem. The problem with the announcement was the timing. Vice President Joe Biden was in Jerusalem that same day to try to kickstart Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. The U.S. called the Israeli move an insult. Israel suggested the U.S. was making a mountain out of a molehill. The World's Matthew Bell has this update from Jerusalem.
Israel is a country with many enemies, but one very important friend. That makes the health of Israel's relationship with the United States a serious issue for many people here, even during the very best of times. But with scenes of rock-throwing Palestinian youth on TV screens and headlines about a crisis in U.S.-Israeli relations, these are not the best of times. Yossi Klein Halevi is a senior fellow with the Shalem Center think tank in Jerusalem.
Everyone is trying to pull back one step, not necessarily two steps. And if you pay attention to the rhetoric, it's being modified, but no one is actually rescinding their positions or their grievances. This relationship between these two governments at this particular phase of the relationship needs a good marriage counselor.
At the heart of the issue is the status of Jerusalem. The Palestinians see the eastern side of the city as their future capital. Washington wants to revive peace talks aimed at achieving that goal, and the Obama administration is reported to be demanding that Israel put a stop to building projects in East Jerusalem. But it's politically impossible for right-wing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do that and keep his coalition government together. Former U.S. negotiator Aaron David Miller says that leads to a question about the Obama administration's game plan.
What does the United States want to accomplish? Are they interested in regime change in Israel? That is to say, have they reached the conclusion that Benjamin Netanyahu is not an acceptable partner and they want a new prime minister or a new political coalition? Or are they interested in behavior modification? And if it's the latter, how much do they expect the Israelis to do under the circumstances?
Supporters of the Netanyahu government contend the Obama administration is criticizing Israel for putting its domestic concerns above those of the U.S.-Israeli relationship. But Dory Gold, a former advisor to the Israeli prime minister, says the U.S. is muddying the waters for its own political purposes.
I don't think this is a story about Israel's building plans in Jerusalem. Because Israel really explained itself, it had a low-level committee which was approving plans. No earth was broken. It was a pre-existing community. And Israel has done building before, and these differences with American administrations have been surmounted in the past. But here it seems like the Obama administration decided deliberately to escalate the tensions with Israel, perhaps out of consideration for wider regional interests of the United States.
Supporters of the Obama administration say the president is doing the right thing by essentially trying to save Israel from what they see as a self-destructive policy toward the Palestinians. There's another question at the center of the current flap, though, and that has to do with the linkage between the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and wider strategic concerns for the U.S. in the region, especially with regard to Iran. Again, Yossi Klein Halevi.
In the administration, there's the notion that if serious progress can be made on the Palestinian front, then that would help galvanize an international coalition regarding Iran. In Israel, we make, in a sense, the opposite linkage, which is that if you don't stop Iran, you will not have a peace process.
Whatever comes next between the U.S. and Israel, what's certain for now is that the peace process isn't going anywhere. This week was supposed to see the resumption of low-level negotiations between the Israelis and Palestinians, brokered by U.S. Envoy George Mitchell. Talks were last held at the end of 2008, just before Israel's military campaign in Gaza. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.